When I was in my early 20s, I lived and traveled around Europe. I traveled in many ways, from guided bus tours with strict itineraries to do-it-yourself touring with no itinerary at all. Each kind of traveling had its pros and cons. However, I found that I preferred talking to someone who had traveled to the destination I was headed and recommended places to visit, things to do, and places to stay. Someone who had traveled the path I was on and could provide advice and recommendations. Someone who could coach me about the path to take and how to have the best adventure possible. Eventually, I even became a tour guide and led adventure tours around Europe, from spelunking the caves of Luxembourg to snowboarding the Swiss Alps. Oh, to be young again, but that's another story for another podcast. Traveling reminds me a lot of our work from home journey. Wouldn't it be great if you had a guide to share the wisdom about the road they have traveled and to help you to execute your journey? That is the goal that I have for the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast. I am here to share my work from home experiences with you and to help you navigate your journey and hopefully focus on the path and avoid getting lost along the way. Listen, I have been there. I've spent money on programs that didn't pan out. I've gotten off the narrow way and ended up on a dead end and had to backtrack, wasting precious time and money. I have sat down and wanted to give up on my journey. Until I met someone who put their hand out, helped me get up off the ground, and pointed me back in the right direction. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Let's go. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Before we get started with this episode, I would like to take some time to read another review from a listener. This review comes from McClomp80. The title is Just the Content I've Been Looking For. You will enjoy Amy's insight to helping navigate work from home life. As a woman in my mid-40s, I'm seeking work and ways to support my farm family. However, it's also important to me to work in time for volunteering and community building. I'm looking forward to learning more as I uncover my skills along the way. Thank you so much for your review, McClomp80. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, I would love it if you would leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. The link is in the show notes. By leaving a review, you help other Christian work from home moms find this podcast. Let's get started. If this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, we focus on a work from home roadmap to find success. There are four stops on this roadmap, and they each start with F. Number one is to find your uniqueness. Number two is to follow the straight and narrow path. Number three is to foster financial freedom. And number four is to focus on your faith and family. I share biblically based strategies for navigating the challenges of balancing work and family life, as well as practical advice about work from home opportunities. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about how hiring a coach can help you in your work from home journey and how hiring a coach has helped me. Today, I'm going to give you five signs that it may be time for you to hire a coach, specifically a Christian coach. But before I share these signs, I would like to make sure that we're on the same page about what is coaching. Coaches guide clients from where they are towards where they want to be. Specifically, Christian coaches work with a person to help them move from where they are to where God wants them to be. Coaching helps people get unstuck, build their confidence, find their calling, unlock their potential, and work through transitions, offering practical steps towards reaching goals, and coaches also provide accountability. But how does coaching differ from counseling? Coaching is not for people who need therapy to overcome a painful past. Coaches instead help people to build a vision to move forward into the future. Coaching is about growing and less about overcoming your weaknesses, but more about building your skills and strengths. Coaching focuses on possibilities and look at where people want to go into the future. There are so many ways that a coach can help you, and here are five signs that it may be a good idea for you to work with a coach. I'm going to name these five signs, and then we're going to talk about each one more specifically. One sign is that you are stuck. Number two, you don't know which direction to go. Number three, you're lacking confidence. Number four, you don't have support and accountability. And number five, you're running into obstacles and challenges. Okay, let's look at each one of these more specifically. You are stuck. What does being stuck look like for someone who is trying to build a work from home business? You're feeling overwhelmed. There's too much work. Every task you do feels huge, and you often procrastinate in getting things done. Number two, you feel exhausted. Tired people lack energy, and they lose their vision, purpose, and enthusiasm. This is especially true when you are just beginning your work from home journey. You feel like no one is listening. You're putting so much work into your business, but you're having little or no return. Another way you are stuck is you feel directionless. You don't have a big vision, or you don't know your calling. Your progress is limited because you don't know which way you are going. You start going in one direction, then you stop and you start going in another direction. And finally, you feel hopeless. You have no sense of achievement. Your motivation to keep working dries up, and your efforts do not seem worthwhile. I started working with a coach when I was stuck. I was at a low point in my work from home journey. I've talked about my journey in other episodes, but basically I had had two unsuccessful online businesses, a homesteading blog and a saving money on food website. I felt like I was putting in so much work for each of these endeavors, but I was seeing little growth and no income from either one. I was exhausted from trying to build them, and I kept changing directions. Therefore, I was directionless. I liked both of these topics, but I didn't have a passion or a calling for either one. By the time I started working with a coach, I was working on my Ditch the Grocery Store website. My coach supported me in this business, but she asked me a lot of questions and helped me realize that this was not what God had called me to do. My coach helped me to get unstuck and to realize that I was headed in the wrong direction and I needed to pivot to utilize my unique calling, which is helping other Christian work from home moms. I am so happy with what I am doing right now. When I work on my business, I am motivated and I feel like I have purpose, which I didn't really feel in my other two businesses. I was always hesitant in what I was doing, but now I feel like this is really what God has called me to do. A coach can help you get unstuck by asking you good questions. She helps you to uncover what you already know inside of you. Another reason you may need to start working with a coach is you don't know which direction to go. A coach serves as your trusted guide. She helps you navigate the complexities of entrepreneurship and discover a path that aligns with your unique gifts and calling. Here's how a coach can help you find clarity and direction. She helps you expand your vision. A coach will challenge you to think bigger and to dream beyond your current mindset limitations. By asking thought-provoking questions and encouraging you to explore new possibilities, a coach helps you expand your vision for what's possible in your work-from-home business. Number two, she helps you set goals. Setting clear, actionable goals is essential to making progress in your business. A coach will work with you to identify your long-term objectives and break them down into manageable steps. With her guidance, you'll develop a roadmap for success and stay focused on the actions that will lead you closer to your goals. A coach will also help you find your calling. Many work-from-home moms struggle to pinpoint their true calling or purpose in their entrepreneurial endeavors. A coach will help you uncover your passions, your values, your unique strengths, and guiding you towards a business that aligns with who you are at your core. Discovering your uniqueness. One of the most powerful aspects of coaching is the ability to help you recognize and leverage your unique gifts and talents. Your coach will assist you in identifying your skills, strengths, passions, and personality, and then show you how to apply them effectively to your work from home business. Whether it is through refining your niche, developing a personal brand, or honing your expertise, you'll discover how to stand out and to make meaningful impact in your industry. Ultimately, hiring a coach isn't about finding someone to give you advice. It's about partnering with a trusted ally who is committed to your success. With their support, you'll gain clarity, confidence, and direction you need as a Christian work-from-home mom and to create a business that reflects your true calling and purpose. Which brings me to the next sign that you may need a coach. You are lacking confidence. Women often struggle with self-doubt and imposter syndrome, which can hinder your ability to grow in your business. A coach can provide encouragement and guidance needed to build the confidence and help you believe in your abilities as an entrepreneur. Not only that, coaches help you see your blind spots about what's holding you back. I am working with a client right now, and she is probably one of the smartest women I have ever met. She's very articulate, but she lacks confidence. She doesn't feel like she has the ability to step out and reach her dreams. We are working together to help her to build the confidence that she needs, overcome her limiting beliefs and imposter syndrome, and I cannot wait to see what she does in the future. Many of us, including myself, experience self-doubt and imposter syndrome. I think women in particular battle self-doubt and imposter syndrome. We're always questioning our abilities and qualifications, not only as an entrepreneur, but also as a mother and wife. I'm sure you've been there. You feel like you have failed as a mother. Either you've yelled at your children or they've done something that you're just like, can't believe that they're doing. But then God shows you that you are doing okay. You see your children succeed and overcome obstacles, and it's just a little reminder from God that He is with you and He will help you to be a good mother. And it's the same in your business. God, even though you feel like you have failed, if you pray to God and ask Him to help you, He will help you to step out in faith. I know for me that when I am hesitant and I don't take that next step, I struggle. But if I am courageous and step out in faith, God will set the path before me. And that's why in the Christian Work From Home Mom Roadmap that I use that analogy, follow the straight and narrow path. We need to take the steps to follow God in the way that He is leading us. Each month, I'm going to provide scripture writings. I'm not sure which episode it was that I talked about the scripture writing challenge, but this month's scripture writing challenge is all about following the straight and narrow path. I really encourage you to go back and listen to that episode and to download the scripture writing, because it will encourage you to keep going on this path, to take steps of faith, and to build the confidence that you need to work in your work from home journey. Okay, I kind of got off on a rabbit trail there, but let's get back to another sign that you need to work with a Christian coach. Okay, another sign that you need to work with a Christian coach is that you do not have support and accountability in your circle. When you don't have support from your family and friends, building a business can be a very lonely place. And it isn't that your friends and family don't love you. They just don't understand what building a at-home business is like. They are focused on their own life and career. But working from home as an entrepreneur is very different than working for someone at a job. When you're working in an office at a job, you have support of your coworkers, and you have that face-to-face contact and camaraderie. But when you're working from home, it is a lonely place. And working with a Christian coach, she understands what it's like to work from home, and she will provide you a support and accountability that you are maybe not able to find from your family and friends. She's familiar with the struggles and obstacles that may come in your way. A Christian coach can walk alongside you and share her expertise. Another thing that a Christian coach provides is accountability. This was huge for me. My coach kept me accountable when I wanted to give up. She helped me to come up with goals and to follow the steps to stick to them. She also followed up with me between our coaching sessions and asked me how things were going. And even sometimes when I was frustrated and not because of her, but because that I wasn't meeting my goals, she still stuck with me and kept me accountable and helped me to reach each of those goals. And that was huge for me. The fifth sign that you may need a Christian coach is to overcome obstacles and challenges. Christian work-from-home moms face a unique set of challenges as they navigate the delicate balance of entrepreneurship, family life, and faith. From managing household responsibilities to pursuing your entrepreneurial dreams, moms often encounter hurdles that require a unique blend of resilience, adaptability, and problem-solving skills. Balancing your priorities from caring for your children to managing the household chores to running a business, this delicate balance can often be overwhelming and leaving you feeling like you're struggling to prioritize your time and energy effectively. Talking this through with a Christian coach can really help you to set priorities and organize your schedule to at least find some sort of balance. Navigating your faith in business. Integrating your faith into your business decisions can also be challenging. Often as work-from-home moms, we grapple with the questions of ethics, integrity, and aligning our business with our Christian values. Talking these things out with a Christian coach, she can help you with spiritual discernment in each one of these areas. Another obstacle is overcoming the isolation, which I talked about earlier when I was talking about support and accountability. Working from home sometimes leads to feelings of isolation and loneliness. A Christian coach can help you to see that you are not alone and she is walking this journey with you. Another obstacle may be technical issues or limited resources. Since a Christian coach has her own business, she can help answer your questions about technology and provide you resources that can help you build your business. Through personalized coaching sessions, a Christian work-from-home mom can gain clarity on your priorities, align your business goals with your faith values, and develop an actionable plan to navigate these challenges easily. With the support of a coach, you can find renewed confidence, deepen your faith, and thrive in your professional life. Are you ready to take your work-from-home journey to the next level? Hiring a coach may be the transformative step you need to unlock your full potential and to achieve your goals. Here is how you can get started. First of all, pray about it. Before making any decision, take the time to seek God's guidance through prayer. Ask Him to lead you in the direction that aligns with His plan for your life and business. Trust His wisdom to guide you to the right coach who will support you on your journey. Coaching is not free. It is an investment. But I know for me, it was an investment that has paid its dividends over and over. If you feel like hiring a Christian coach is your next step, I encourage you to book a discovery call with me. This initial conversation is an opportunity for us to get to know each other, discuss your goals and challenges, and determine if we are a good fit to work together. This discovery call is free. During this discovery call, you can ask me questions, tell me where you're at in your work-from-home journey, and explore how coaching can benefit you. I encourage you to invest in yourself. If you find value and content in this podcast, consider booking this discovery call with me. Together, we can explore how coaching can empower you to overcome your obstacles, build confidence, and achieve your long-term success as a Christian work-from-home mom. If you still have questions and you're not ready to book a discovery call, that's okay. You can still reach out to me with questions and concerns that you may have. Simply send me an email. My email address is in the show notes, and I will be happy to provide you with more information and support. Remember, investing in yourself is one of the most powerful decisions you can make. By hiring a coach, you're investing in your personal and professional growth and taking proactive steps towards realizing your dreams. Don't let fear and uncertainty hold you back. Embrace the opportunity to unlock your potential and to thrive in both your work and personal life. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to take the first step and find your work-from-home personality. I have a free quiz on my website. The link is in the show notes. Whether you're feeling overwhelmed by distractions or uncertain about what your next step is, know that God will equip you in everything you need to succeed. By seeking the support of a Christian coach and staying grounded in His Word, you can find the clarity, focus, and fulfillment in your work-from-home business. Until next time, may God richly bless you as you pursue His purpose for your life. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.